Hey, how's it going, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily。在商务场合，尤其是在签订合同之前，经常会遇到一些讨价还价的场景。在今天的对话当中，你会听到这些短语和单词。Put one's heads together.Upfront, balance, raise the ante, stand firm. 第一个短语 ,put one's heads together, 字面上理解是把大家的头放到一起，可以引申为共同出谋划策，集思广益。比如说 ,everyone at the meeting put their heads together,and finally came up with a solution. 会议上大家集思广益，终于想出了一个解决办法。Upfront 表示预付的，比如你要预先付款。You have to pay upfront. 或者还可以说 You have to pay in advance. 这里 in advance 可以表示提前的。下面 balance 这个单词可以表示平衡，也可以表示余款。比如说$1,000余款必须在30天内付清。The balance of $1,000 must be paid within 30 days. Raise the ante 表示增加赌注，增加筹码。The government has decided.To raise the ante in a war on smoking. 政府已经决定加大筹码进行控烟战。Stand firm 或者 stand fast 表示坚定不移。比如说 I'm standing firm on this matter. 在这件事上我立场坚定。I'm standing firm on this matter.Okay, now let's listen to the dialogue. I'd like to discuss the terms of payment for our account before we sign the contract and place our first order. Like all of our customers, we require payment in full no later than 90 days from the date on each invoice. I'd like to run a suggestion by you.And maybe we can put our heads together and come to a mutually beneficial agreement. What do you have in mind, Larry? What would you say if we agreed to pay 50% upfront and the balance within 30 days from the invoice? That would certainly help our cash flow, but what do you want in return? We would like you to cover the freight costs.Sorry, Larry, that would put us out of pocket thousands of dollars. What if we paid upfront? Your offer has raised the ante, but I'm standing firm. So, that's a no? Sorry. Okay, that's pretty much for today. 如果您想参与本期节目的跟读版本以及语音打分，欢迎您关注我们的微信公众号英语主播 Emily， 在公众号里回复节目两个字就可以加入，或者您也可以关注我们的抖音号英语主播 Emily， 获取更多英语内容。 I'm Emily, I'll see you next time. Bye bye.